Morning. It's 11:06 a.m. Tuesday, January 28th, 2020. It's kind of a nice morning. It's only 40 degrees, but sun's out, blue sky. It's really pretty. It's a little chilly, but it's really pretty. So I'm reading my daughter's book. She's written an urban fantasy. And to be fair, she started this a long time ago. She started this like a year ago. She's just getting it to the point where it's a finished story now. And I'm enjoying it. I'm really enjoying the hell out of it. I'm looking forward to it. Finally getting published, put out. I can't really do much with her other fantasy. Her other fantasy is, it's, I'm not exactly sure what it is. Her main characters are undead. They are revenants. Engaged in pretty classic fantasy. Band of heroes tropes. And my understanding is the first one's kind of rough, but by the time she got to the ninth one, they're pretty good, I think. She hasn't asked me to read any of them, so I have refrained. But I know some people who have, and they enjoyed them greatly. So when she asked me to do a beta read for Oswald and Asgard, I said, sure. And I spent way too much time. I've spent way too much time enjoying and reading this book rather than doing my own work. Which is not necessarily a bad thing. Not necessarily a bad thing. So Cape Grace is out. A lot of people have already read it. Let this FedEx guy go. There's one major flub. I've got two chapters that are reversed. They're numbered correctly, but chronologically they're in the wrong order. 50, 51. 51 is supposed to go before 50, or the content in 51 is supposed to go before the content that's currently in 50. They need to be swapped. I thought I had done it. Apparently I had not actually corrected it the way it was supposed to go. But you know, I think back to October, September, when I'm trying to wrestle Scrivener into place and put, well, that was July, I think. But getting the book broken down into sections so I could move them around in Scrivener, learning how to use Scrivener. If those are the only two chapters out of whack, I'm doing really good. I think there's only about like 4 or 5 chapters. You know, the first couple and the last couple are in the right place where I wrote them. I'm not even sure about the last one. And yeah, this is not a pretty story. This is not. I've already had somebody write to me and say, you know, this is a really ugly ending. It's like, yes. Yes, I know. It's a really ugly story. That's one of the reasons I had so much trouble writing it. It's covering a whole bunch of time. It's occurring way more time than I've ever tried to write before. Her entire life up to the point where she leaves St. Cloud. That's a big span. That's a long time frame to maintain interest and to keep a story, a narrative thread going. But also because of the content. But yeah, it is not a pretty story. Which is why The Wizard Butler, I think, turned out the way it did. I needed to tell an upbeat story. I needed to tell a positive story. I needed to tell a story that was not quite so steeped in the everyday. So I had my checkup yesterday afternoon. It was really a non-event. If I was in the room, if the doctor was in the room 5 minutes with me, I would be surprised. I don't think it lasted that long. It took him longer to get my vitals than it did for him to say, "Yeah, you know, how's it feel? It's still pretty numb. Yeah, it'll do that." Those little sensory nerve endings grow at about 0.5 millimeter a month, so it'll take a while for them to reattach, but they will. Motor ones, not so much, but the sensory ones, yeah, they usually reattach. So, he warned me that there's probably going to be a little, you know, pencil-thin area where it'll always be numb, but that for the most part, I'll get the feeling back. The feeling is coming back in my ear, which is good. It's still not all the way there, but I can tell that it gets better every week. There's a little bit more feeling in it. I have to go back, see, what did he say, March, and do some, get another ultrasound on my neck, and go back for a follow-up after he gets that ultrasound back. But I don't have any medical justification for doing any more digging around in there, so yeah, they're weird looking. No, they don't know exactly what they are, but they don't appear to be indicative of anything more serious anywhere else in my body, so okay, fine. They are the doctors. According to my insurance statement for the month, the doctor visit to my primary care, my routine doctor visit, is going to cost me more than the surgery did with the specialist. Okay. I'm still waiting to hear what it's going to cost for the emergency room that happened earlier in the week. That wasn't me. That was someone else in the family. And as far as we can tell, it was nothing they can diagnose. Just one of those things. Not very reassuring, but it's what we got, so that's what we'll go with. Sniff, sniff. It is chilly. My nose is running, in case you can't tell. I sound kind of hoarse this morning. A bit of a pony. Just a little horse. Oh, little prairie dogs out here. There's new flags, so I'm sure they're going to go through another prairie dog eradication system here. Coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me, Monk Post. So, yeah, yesterday I made 300,000 words in 106 days. So 200,000, it was 2K a day. My average is 2,800, but that's because of NaNoWriMo and the 19 days of 5,000 words in a row that really jacked my average up. And if I didn't have work that I need to finish, I probably would be shooting for something like 3K, 3,500 a day, just because the stories are interesting enough. I got my words done this morning by 9:30 and then had to dub around for a while, so I didn't get out until late. Did I say what time it was? It's 11:18 now, so it was probably 12 minutes ago. 11:06. But yeah, I got delayed. My wife had some problems with her technology that I helped her troubleshoot, which took some time. Got my pants on, decided I better get out for the walk before the morning got away, as it is known to do. I still haven't got my evening walk back yet. I need to do that. It's the first mile is the hardest. I need to be on the treadmill at 7 o'clock at night. And then I sort of let that just go whoosh, right by. Let it go bye, because I was working on stuff. I need to stop that because I need that extra 200 calories to come off through the walk in the evening. I was working on The Wizard's Butler. Because there's a courtroom scene that is not exactly legit. In fact, it's not legit at all. And people who have gone through these kinds of things will recognize it as being pretty specious. And so I was trying to figure out a way to make it less specious. And moving stuff around and reorganizing the file. I was like, oh, Jesus. When I finally got it reorganized, it was, the scene had been gutted. There was no real point to it. There was no there. It was like, oh, jeez. So I've got my prank. Those of you who have sent me pranks, I have my prank. I know what my prank is going to be. I was going to save the pranks for the second book, but the reality is, by the end of this book, there's no real reason for them to be pranks. So, yeah, I got my prank. I'll put the prank in. I'll move it in somewhere in the middle. And there's a place I know where it can go that will work. So I just have to go back through and find that place. The problem is there's no easy search for. You know that place between where this guy does that and the other guy does the other thing? Yeah, there. No, it just doesn't. It's kind of awkward, doesn't exactly conducive to a control F search on the page. So I'll have to go through and find it. I need to swing through it again. There's a couple of things I need to add. There is a place where Mulligan tours the house. I need to move that forward in time a little bit. I also need to get a better grasp on what the time frame is, because there are times when he's like 3 months in, or 4 months in, or 5 months in, or 6 months into his contract, and it's not clear that time has elapsed. It could just as easily be the next day, and so I need to salt those a little better. I need to pay a little more attention to the timing and the sequence going forward. I may need to put it into Scrivener just so that I have the capacity to identify those scenes and then move them where I want them to go. It's probably not a bad idea, now that I think of it. I thought of it last night and thought, no, I know, it's a lot of work. I don't know. It's like, well, it's gonna be a lot of work one way or the other, so you know, what's the easier way? They're putting up triplexes down on the other side here between me and the shopping center. There's a row of single family houses here. Big houses. Not quite McMansion level, but big houses. And now the next strip of land to the south between them and the shopping centers, they're putting in triplexes, three family houses. I assume they're houses and not condominiums. I don't know. I don't know exactly what the specific nomenclature is for three houses sharing a foundation and a roof. I know if it was two, they'd be duplexes, but it's three. So I don't know. Maybe condominiums. Looking for a condominium you can call your own? Tudor, Nightmare Village. If you lived here, you'd be home by now. Anyway. But I digress. Walking by the park. It is quite a lovely day. It really is. Given that it's January. The sun is out. It's a beautiful blue sky day. So it's still a little patch of snow. In spite of the fact that we had 40 or 50 degree weather for the last few days. Yesterday was a crappy day. Yesterday was actually spitting snow in the afternoon. But there's still a little pockets of snow here and there all over the neighborhood. This guy's walking by this guy's lawn, and on the north side of his house is still completely covered with snow. That's not very deep, but it's completely covered. Oh, he's got a nice little shed out back. I never noticed that before. I only notice it now because he opened the door. Beautimus. It's just lovely. So I got some air. I got my legs moving. I don't know what I'm going to do this afternoon. I feel like I need to take some time off. But I really want to get this book done. And here I am, coming up to it, out the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.